pieces. And so the first, I'm going to read from three books that I've done with a poet in Minneapolis named Maria Damon. And let's see, let's do this one first. This first poem is from a book called Literature Nation, where we wrote across the country in different ways as a way of sort of using writing to locate yourself. All the text is present always. Language grows weary of the intended narrative. You, the reader, are nervous to understand the connection between words on the screen and their clickable destination. As ever, reading is the citizen of attention and visual habit formations. Words do not disappear into the image of meaning, but embody sound and velocity. Connectivity between textual fragments and symbiosis among text entities are organized by randomness, association, visualization, and inheritance. Yes, I am. Go toward what quivers most between you and me and it. This is the only map, as I was instructed by my guide on the eve of the textual journey. All travelers in this syllabic geography are at the mercy of their own in each other's hearts, eyes, hands, and ears, climbing down through strata of lexical buildup to reach a jeweled atmosphere in which dreaming is affirmed, accelerated, and exhilarated. Randomness, not to be confused with spurious or mindless, not to be confused with the processes of nature, not to be confused with the odds of winning, but rather the simplicity of one thing replacing another, seamlessly, seemingly without reason and conspiration. The randomness of time arranging the juxtaposition of language objects is a tall order, and ego infuses the winding narrative with a grandiloquent toxicity requiring frequent purging. The trick is to let the word itself arise from its image and assume the many dimensions of its own intelligence. Then the next plane will establish a ground for ongoing poesis, working in all directions. The seductions of the doubled letters sneak between, troubling the between. What is the distraction? What is the true proposition, the lure of feeling that will ease the text open? It's the call of longing waves, linked metalingual divertiment. It keeps the fires floating on wild seas. All stories attendant at once. You come to the conclusion that narration is a garden of onions in a park of gardens in a nation of parks. The more you peel the onion, the sweeter the soup it will make. I'm simmering the broth as we speak. Allium forte, cooked, a careful, selected mixture. The next book that I'm reading from is called Erosion, with a forward slash after the S in the I, right before the I, so it's Eros Ion, or Erosion. Other theater of love. Act 1. Choose a lover over the internet from the opposite side of the planet. Act 2. Use only the truth to seduce. Act 3. Arrange to meet in a place that neither of you have visited. Act 4. Without speaking, without obligation, enter the other. Act 5. Discontinue contact. Ghosts hanging on to ghosts, hanging on to births, being free of translates readily into fluvia. Essence looks remarkably similar to essential, the material of is embodied in how we remember ourselves during deep sleep. Some discourse refutes the inexpressible. A lover's discourse is based upon what cannot be put into words. What we call life happens despite of and on into. Begin here to dissemble the order of my thoughts and the choice of my words. Effluvia. No end of pleasure rivers. The flow bursts from underground, and the moss goddess was born. That was who I became in your hands, and there was no going back. Gold flecks punctuated the flood of diamond motility. And what I have stopped in real life went on and on. Passion wended back under the rock bridge and took up